Wrong signal, excuse me. Wow. Everything that has led up to right here is perfect. Not only in life, but for this lesson. As I was listening to the meditation this morning, and the song, and just all the remarks, it's all in perfect time and order. And my voice today, someone mentioned my voice today, it's open all the way down. Because I've been clearing, treating, knowing for more openness, not only to give out, but to receive. So I start with three words. Good morning, beloveds. Good morning. Mother Nature is certainly being its vibrant self, isn't it? Autumn, or it's called fall, is upon us. And at my house, quite literally, upon us, upon me. The leaves, I love this time of the year because of all the color, creating this perfect ground cover that some people get kind of tight about because they have to sweep, sweep, blow, blow, whatever they do. I love to let it just be its natural self. Therefore, I didn't plant a lot of landscaping to interrupt herself. But what I know about the process of nature and the falling leaves is that they're returning to the place which wrought them, which nourished them, which allowed them to grow into this living blast of color that I specifically so enjoy this time of the year. It's a perfect cycle, and it's nature's recycle. It's a reminder to me of the perfection of life in which we get to be part of, don't we? We get to be part of this. It's a reminder of the Spirit of God surrounding us, and that we in turn are allowed to co-create our lives with. Because I know that we're living in stewardship with this planet, with this divine nature of Mother Earth. So I invite you this morning to journey with me and to be open to a greater awareness of your own divine nature. So I offer this writing from our Science of Mind founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, and I quote, "This original life is infinite. It is good. It is filled with peace. It is the essence of purity. It is the ultimate of intelligence. It is power. It is law. It is life. It is in us. In that sanctuary of our own nature, hidden perhaps from objective view, nestles the seed, perfection." End quote. For me, that inner sanctuary of our own nature is hidden perhaps from objective gaze, but I know that it does reside within the idea that we are perfect in spirit first. Perfection, to me, is the real state of our being, complete so that nothing is wanting. Do you ever see nature, Mother Nature, asking for more? We might think she needs more, like rain or less wind. But nature doesn't want, because it's perfect in its operation. And our divine nature is in its perfection, because in truth we are, as spirit, There is nothing that need be added to us, because our divine nature is already perfect and complete. When? All the time. All the time. We are the one perfect presence for our lives, and therefore equipped to display that into our lives. We are capable of being and living that perfection of ourselves. Now, it doesn't mean we have to change the way we look. It's bigger than that. It's deeper than that. There's nothing to change. In truth, I believe we must, however, as Emerson wrote, get our bloated nothingness out of the way. Let go of the ego. Got that? Let go of the ego. And give permission to our good to be known in a greater way. Now, that's easily said. Easily said. Because I get caught up in the human belief, race consciousness of having to be a certain way or live up to someone else's expectations. And that's not all bad, because in some of that, there is wisdom if we're listening for us. But to live totally from 14 or 15 or 25 or 10,000 perspectives in the world, we're not being ourselves, our true selves. When we give permission to our good to be known, we are allowing our divine nature to be revealed. Giving our inner perfection the freedom to show up is a good first step. And I wrote today's affirmation with this idea of freedom in mind. The one spirit reveals itself in unique and wondrous ways. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. And so are we all. I have come to realize there are times when our greater good arrives in unexpected ways. Anybody else ever had an unexpected arrival of, oh my, I know that's got to be good. I just don't see it yet. I don't feel it yet. But, so I'm going to, I will example that for you. But this is why I have intentions and affirmations beforehand for my life, so that my greater good shows up more ways that I expect it to feel like or be like. Maybe not the thing itself, but to feel like or to be like. I have an intention for my life right now, and it is one word, and you've heard it before, and it's still my intention: adventure. Because I think that life is an adventure, that we're all on some draw of spirit to live an adventure. And for me, it's thrilling. It's not a burden. My definition of adventure: something different or new that gets to expand me. Well, my most recent adventure presented itself last month. When I told my friends that I was going to, what I was going to do and how I was going to do this, they said, "What? You're going camping?" See? Me. Well, first I had to, Spirit manifest for me a gentleman named James, who just so happens to own a tent trailer and the vehicle to take it all the places that it needs to go. So we went to a little river community called Caribou up off Highway 70. And the picture behind me is from there. Beautiful, huh? So today, the spiritual journey I promised is mine, and I invite you into what the eyes of a no longer newbie camper guy has come to realize about the spiritual nature of this one life. And like a spiritual journey, one must begin. And but I also know that it can take some extra effort and a little bit of grit to open to something new. Good workout, too. So the provisions that were stored on the journey was the next part of the adventure. They had to be unpacked. They have to be stashed. They got to be. And do you know when you go camping in remote places, there are things called bear boxes? Which means what? There's bears. So, being a good steward of my provisions and the bears, everything was stored in those bear boxes, and it worked perfectly, because that's the order of the place. It's important to go along with the order of wherever you are. Then there was time to explore. Time to explore. Because there's so much beauty. Well, there had been rain the day before we left, and so the air was clean, fresh, crisp. The leaves were glistening with drops of water, reflecting the beautiful sunlight that day. And then I observed this. I'm told it's named Buddha Falls because it runs year-round. And it's just that beautiful trickle of water, that lovely sound that nature provides. And it got me thinking, the rain and or the snow, starting at the beginning of the water chain, I guess you'd call it, this lovely nature balance, trickling down. I thought, well, isn't that lovely? Then we traveled a bit further and stopped for lunch along this creek. And this is where we had our lunch. It's just lovely. And then I had an epiphany for myself. The rain, the Buddha Fall, the big rushing creek. I observed the water, and I came to this realization. The water flows because that's its nature. It meanders, it rushes. Sometimes it's smooth and still, like glass. But always drawn, always moving. Its nature is to follow a pathway. And in our teaching of science, we know there's a force called gravity. That I believe is one of the drawing forces of the water. So it's this nature to follow its natural path. And I thought, you know, we too are drawn by a sort of spiritual gravity, which are enforced and reinforced and claimed by our intentions and our desires and our emotions. I thought, wow, it's a complete cycle of life right before me. Now, the water doesn't seem to care which state of flow it's in at any given moment. At least it didn't tell me that. I didn't hear that. I just sensed that. It moves forward. It flows. And we too, like the river and the streams, have our ebbs and our flows. Sometimes we're rushing. Sometimes we're crashing, moving with lots of velocity, very animated. Other times, we're as smooth and calm as glass. I love this photo. It was not until I looked at it afterwards. Look at the shape of the body of water. Sometimes it's right before our very eyes and we don't consciously see it. So my lesson for that was to take more time. I'm grateful for the camera, which allowed me to see the deeper image. I came to realize that many of us live out there in the world of effect, and I'm one of those that, of course, we live in the world. And I also know that sometimes when I live too much out there, I'm not saying the truth of who I am. That all things are connected. Thank you, choir. Deepak Chopra, in his book called The Unconditioned Life, said this: "We spend a large part of every day in the supremely creative act of constructing our self, small s. If this self has flaws, it is not that we are incompetent builders. Rather, the problem is that our past mistakes have turned into us." Have you heard in this teaching, we create our life, we recreate our life, we live from a story, and we live from a drama, we construct our own lives through what has come before. And I know that this being out in nature for me has allowed me to open up, and be more seeing, more feeling, more just more connected. But we live a life that we choose, that we construct. And it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. I love the life that I have. Do you? Do you love the life you have? And if you don't, love it enough to do something different. Find a place where you can be connected, like here, or out in nature as well. From time to time, let's practice our attention, practice moving our attention away from that which may think we need to do or be, and towards loving circuits and constant flows of our divine nature. Perfect beings that we are, creating the perfect life. So one of my affirmations for myself is, step out by stepping into my divine nature. Shall we say that? I am stepping out by stepping into my divine nature. And when we do that, we raise our sights to something greater. That was the end of the very end of the experience in camping. I just thought how beautiful the whole space was. There was no ceiling, there was no restriction, no limits except those that we ourselves place upon life. And so raise your awareness to the beauty around you. I know that when you do, you'll feel the love of your life, this love of your life inside of you, the light of spirit that you are. And be more of the time and what I call the wonder of this gift called life. Namaste. And so it is.